Good morning, Audio Boo. It is 7:30 a.m. on Sunday, the 13th of April. I haven't had any sleep again, unfortunately, so I will try and catch a couple of hours or snatch a couple of hours in a little while. My husband's already off, gone to work. He doesn't usually work Sundays. He usually has Sundays and Mondays off, but as they're short staffed, they keep calling him in. And he doesn't really like to say no because he feels guilty, because last week he's a carer. He goes into people's homes. He goes into people's homes and helps them get up. Some people have got their wives living with them because because he's a man. Obviously, he doesn't go to women. He only goes to male clients. So he goes in to help people get up, have a bath or a wash. And one woman said that no one came to help her husband last Sunday because they didn't ask him to work, because they know he doesn't really like working on the Sundays. But now he's told them, he feels really bad because people went without somebody. So I think he'll be in from every Sunday from now on. But I don't think he's going to be doing this job much longer because it just pays so poorly. So in a couple of weeks, he's off to do some training to do something else completely. And hopefully we'll have a car soon. He can drive, but because he's come from outside the EU, or from another country anyway, he hasn't got a British driving licence. He's applied for a provisional one and sent off his passport, so hopefully he can hurry up and take the test, and then I can't wait to have a car. Anyway, that's not what I came on here to talk about. I wanted to ask the question, where is my house? Now, that may seem rather odd because obviously I'm sitting in my house and it hasn't blown away or burnt down or anything. But it's all to do with the location tracking on my phone. If I upload a Boo from here, which is my bedroom, it says I'm in One Road and it says I'm in Bromley, which technically I am because I come under the London Borough of Bromley. If I upload a Boo in my kitchen, it says I'm in the next road and it says I'm in Orpington. So I think actually the strangest thing is that it says two different towns, because that really is weird. I can understand in a way why it may say two different roads, because we are on the junction of my road and another little cul-de-sac, which is just at the end of our driveway. So I can kind of understand that. But what I don't know is when other people see my booze on their phone, does it have the name of my road? Because when I see other people's, if they've got the tracking on the location, it just says the town and where it is, say so-and-so, Greater London or whatever. I actually don't particularly want the name of my road splashed all over the internet. I don't know if there's any way I can change this, or whether someone can let me know that they can't actually see the name of my road or the name of my two roads and my two towns. I don't mind the towns, but there is actually someone, an ex-boyfriend of mine, who I don't really want to know where I live, and I didn't realise this. I suppose I could turn the location off, but I quite like having it on, really, because I like to see other people's. So as long as it doesn't have the name of my road, then it's okay. Otherwise, I might just have to turn it off because I don't know how to get rid of it. This bloke, I really don't want him knowing where I am, because I split up with him 4 years ago. He's actually American, so thankfully he's not in this country. But even so, when I moved the last time, which was 3 years ago this year, 2011, I deliberately never gave him my new address. He hasn't got my phone number. He has got my mobile number, but the last time I spoke to him in 2011, he actually he paid a special fee so that his number would be hidden, because he knew if I saw his number on my phone, I wouldn't answer it, which he was right about. So, of course, when I heard his voice, my heart sank, and we ended up having a terrible row, and I haven't spoken to him since, but he was a bit obsessed kind of thing. And I know when he split up with his girlfriend before, he told me it took him 7 years to get over it. So I really don't want him knowing my location. Not the street anyway. I'm still living in the same town, so that doesn't matter. Anyway, that's about it for now. My older son Connor has to get up for work shortly, but the shop where he works doesn't open till 10, so he's got a bit of a lay-in yet. And Ronan can lay in bed till lunchtime. Being a teenager, he probably will. Okay, talk to you all later. Bye for now.